So, Chris, I could have sworn I saw Amy Cook come in with her dog to her interview.
Yeah, Marsha Pan was really well behaved, just sat there the whole time we did the interview.
Did that annoy you?
Well, not really.
That's really funny because, you know, dogs being everywhere is something that people who like dogs might not mind, but if you don't like dogs, it can drive you crazy.
And that's what Farhad Manjoo feels. You can tell because he wrote an article for Slate magazine called "No, I Do Not Want to Pet Your Dog." KALW's Liz Pfeffer sat down with him and let him vent.
I'm not a big fan of dogs. I guess I'm just sort of not a dog person. And I think that in public, lots of public places and even private places like, you know, businesses and libraries and pretty much sort of everywhere you go in cities, dogs are everywhere and their owners sort of expect you to interact with the dogs. They kind of assume that everybody just wants to like pet their dogs and be friendly with their dogs. And I find it annoying, and I know other people are allergic to dogs and scared of dogs. And I think that there's just this general, it seems as if there's a general presumption on the part of dog owners that everybody ought to love dogs. I have the same feeling about dogs as I do about my 2-year-old, which is like, I find my 2-year-old like the best person in the world. But he does things that aren't allowed in polite society. He'll yell at people. He'll like, you know, he has a tendency as a 2-year-old to like be loud and be inappropriate and do lots of things that most other people don't find as adorable as I do. And so then when we're in public places, I try to rein him in and make sure that like he doesn't say inappropriate things or is too loud. And I think that many people don't control their dogs the same way. I think that when dogs are in public, in places where they can interact with other people, they should be controlled in much the same way that we try to control our young children as a society. Like, you don't let young children kind of run free in many places. Like, you discipline them. And I think that there can be places in cities where you can let dogs run off leash, and those are specified places. But in most places, like, dogs should be controlled by their owners. And you don't really see that happening. And I don't think you should have dogs in restaurants and in places where there are like, you know, potential health violations or just lots of people who are in a confined space who might not like your dog. In response to my article, I heard actually from many dog owners who agreed with me, who thought, you know, kind of bad dog owners were giving most dog owners a bad name. Like, I was actually like very surprised because I thought that most people who have dogs would like reflexively criticize the story and sort of not really see the point I was making. And I was gratified that many people saw it my way. And there were also a bunch of people who, you know, don't have dogs who felt that I was speaking out for them because they feel the same way about dogs, but they're not allowed to say so. Like, it's just like the thing that I stated in my article is not like an unusual point of view. It's just not often stated. That people, like, everybody doesn't like dogs. I think people are afraid of saying that they might not like dogs.